What's up, guys? Welcome to our analysis of Ubisoft's E3 2017 press conference. I'm Tim Geddes, as always, joined by one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
Hi.
And joining me, once again, Candy Andy himself.
I'm still here.
He's still here. We haven't kicked you out yet.
Yeah, I guess.
This is an exciting time. We just finished the conference. Some big surprises.
Yeah.
A lot of little things. I don't know. There was a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
What's the takeaway? What are we feeling?
I'm left mystified by this Beyond Good and Evil 2 thing at the end here. I thought it'd be, hey, here's the Beyond Good and Evil 2 trailer. The internet went aflame as you'd expect it to. And then you expect, look for it this year. We fucked around with this before. We know you've been waiting. We're here to deliver. And they didn't do that. They're like, help us make the game kind of thing. And it was like, so you're, and I tweeted this. I'm like, look forward to playing this game in the 2020s.
Maybe.
Like, what I mean, like, what maybe. I don't understand where this game is in production.
I do not believe this game is any more real now than I did an hour ago. And that's upsetting to me.
I'm doing the thing where I'm trolling the internet.
But the last time we saw a CG trailer of Beyond Good and Evil 2 was in 2008 at the Ubisoft conference. That's insane. That is such a long time ago. And the Beyond Good and Evil 1, amazing game.
Never played.
It's great. It's fantastic. But this is, at this point, it's a totally different game, right? Like, this is something new. I like that they're going for a prequel, because that's kind of a great jump on point for people that haven't played the original one. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, Greg's absolutely right. They can't come out, show another CG trailer, despite how cool that looked, because it looked really cool. Love the world. I'm getting a lot of Saga vibes from it.
Sure.
So that's really cool.
Very interesting. It's a prequel. Didn't expect that. I like that idea. That's cool.
But you can't show that. Earlier you brought up that this is similar to the Final Fantasy VII remake announcement. I disagree. I think it's more similar to bringing back Last Guardian again, where we knew what it was and it kind of died for a long time. And it's will it, won't it ever come back type situation. We all wanted it to finally come back, but when it came back, there was a date.
Yeah, let me just read you. This is off of Ubisoft's official YouTube page. They've put up their Beyond Good and Evil 2 trailer breakdown here, and then they say about Beyond Good and Evil 2. Journey to System 3. For the prequel, it's one of Ubisoft's most beloved games. Fight alongside unforgettable characters in a stunning new solar system as you struggle for freedom and the right to determine your own fate among the stars. Play the adventure by yourself or with friends in a vast and seamless online playground. Beyond Good and Evil 2 is the spiritual successor to the cult classic, a prequel that will transport players into a profoundly multicultural world, capturing the spirit of the original with grandiose decors and intense dramas that play out across a vast universe. Through the Space Monkey program, Ubisoft Montpellier will be developing the game alongside its community of fans. So the development is ongoing, and that's what they're telling you to join Space Monkeys to give your feedback. System 3 has become the center of the interstellar trade and the colonization in the Milky Way of the 24th century, thanks to the creation of hybrid slaves. While private enterprises fight over resources and power, the first colonists weave together the rich and diverse spiritual and cultural heritages of old Earth to give meaning to their existence in this new era of piracy. We will rise from the lowly pirate to legendary captain at the helm of massive star-faring vessels, adventuring alongside crews of colorful characters to fight for freedom and the right to determine our own fate among the stars.
Here was a bad example of like, or a telltale sign that this game's not coming out for several years.
Yeah,
is the fact that like when they were on stage talking about it,
behind them, concept art.
Well, behind you, you saw like some motion graphic concept art stuff, but you also saw like them in the engine moving around a scene with like a free flying camera. And that's just like typical stuff you see. Like, it's like, man, this game's far away, man. It's just not a good sign at all.
Yeah.
Man, it's upsetting because like it's so hard. When it comes to E3, it is about the hype and it is about excitement. And I feel like we grade a lot of these conferences in different ways. Like we were talking about Bethesda last night. We were upset and the internet's upset that there wasn't any surprises. There wasn't any like one more thing, big moment. But then when we get this, it's like it's so easy to mess up the landing of those big moments.
Sure.
And I feel like when you don't nail it 100% of the way through, it ends up being disappointing. And there's more people talking about how they're upset than people talking about how excited they are. And it sucks. I feel like that's kind of Ubisoft's conference in a nutshell. And that's how it's been the last couple of years, where I look down this list, I'm like, these are some great announcements. There's a lot of really great games in there. But when you present it in such a lazy, old school way, it's just not exciting and it's not fun. And I definitely think that there's a problem with their with how they deliver it. And I missed Aisha Tyler not being there because she at least kind of gave context to this whole thing being ridiculous and added enough quips that it's like, all right, cool, at least someone's in on the joke. Whereas most of it just kind of felt like, let's get as many people on stage to uncomfortably talk as possible.
I didn't think it was a bad conference. I thought it was a step up from last year. Last year was a major, like, what the fuck are you doing? Where it was, all right, cool, trailer, talk about it, more gameplay or whatever the fuck it was going to be. I thought it was weird. Right now, over on the Ubisoft stream, they're actually doing the playthrough of Assassin's Creed Origins. I thought it was weird to jump out to the outside, show off screen of them playing, and then tease to come back. I understand you want people to come back to your stream or whatever. I would like to have seen this during the conference. This looks awesome. I'm into Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a, you're right. It was a very traditional conference, I guess, in a way. And like the things looking back at it, like stand out to me, right? Like I thought Mario and Rabbids, like I hate the Rabbids, just don't like their character design, never have. But when it finally got to gameplay, not them walking, I was like, oh, it's XCOM. Okay, that's interesting enough. Crew 2 didn't do much for me, adding in, become the motorsport champion, whatever. South Park, of course, I love. Transference, I was like, that sounds cool, seems cool. But then it was like, we saw nothing, and I understand you can't. How do you show a game like that? But
Spring,
it's also
2018,
like
a little too far away
for it being that far away. Why? Yeah, I understand you're working with Elijah Wood. You want to do that, but just cut me a really cool trailer that scares me or whatever. Skull and Bones, I thought started for me personally really high and then fell off. Where it was like, you know, so many jokes kids have been tweeting back at me of like, yeah, it looks like you want a more Black Flag. Well, now you're the ship. Like that's what it's. Is that what it is? That's what it kind of gives off the vibe of. Like, are we a pirate that gets off the ship and does stuff, or are we just controlling our ship and that's our class and that's our character and we do and smash into stuff and stuff like that? Just Dance, they got out of real quick. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Quickest they ever have.
I liked how short that showing was.
Yeah. South Park Phone Destroyer. Okay. Yeah.
Cool
surprise. Sure. You like Starlink Battle for Starlink?
Yeah,
for
I thought
Atlas.
It looked interesting. I mean, it's more of like the 10-year-old version of Andy. Like, holy fuck, I would love this shit if I were a kid.
Sure,
it's something that I'll probably fuck around with on Switch. Yeah, it looks fairly interesting.
They got into Steep, which I wasn't expecting them to talk about the expansion pass.
But I mean, even going back to Starlink, Fall 2018, there was a lot of Fall 2018 games in this lineup, which was interesting. And there was a lot coming this year as well. The crew, early 2018, we already knew Assassin's release date was October 27th, but Mario and Rabbids, August 29th, that falls right in line with the August to September release date that all the leaks were talking about.
Yeah.
I'm happy the Switch is getting more games this year. But yeah, and then Steep was like, okay, whatever. But then yeah, Beyond Good and Evil 2, like, man, that looked really damn cool, and I am super excited for that if it ever actually happens. But I don't believe that it will.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that game seems so far off. I don't know. It was a weird conference. I think Far Cry, the demo they showed for Far Cry, I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. I really do want to play this.
The only thing I didn't love about it, I didn't love the sort of comical vibe that the trailer had, that the gameplay trailer had. I wish it was more sort of ominous, crazy religious cult thing. Like, it became like really fun and like,
this is my problem when I saw Far Cry 5 at Judges Week, and they gave a very serious, like, this is what it is, there's a cult taking over town, blah blah blah, and then they showed the gameplay and it was Far Cry gameplay, running around being crazy, and it's like, it is that weird juxtaposition of how serious the story is going to be versus what it's going to be.
Yeah.
How you're going to actually run through and play and hit people with baseball bats and boom, 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 and have your friends join in and run them over with crop dusters. And
it's like, you know, I enjoyed, again, I keep going back to like the True Detective sort of vibe. It's very serious and very scary. And, you know, this crazy religious cult is sort of, you know, going crazy in this town. But then it's like, hey, it's a buddy cop movie with The Rock and Zac Efron, this vibe. Like, I didn't love that trailer a whole
That's
lot.
That's going to be hard for them to walk that line. But I think if they get away a little bit from trying to make the cult super serious, they will. Mm-hmm. Like, the father being all tatted up, right, and having the machine gun, like, finding people impaled with the cross or whatever. It's like, okay, I think the more we get into it when you start playing it, hopefully, that there'll actually be a tone to it that makes sense for a while. So
him singing Amazing Grace with the rifle in his hand on that altar was just like, oh my god, they're fucking nailing this shit. And then when they got into the more fun comical stuff, I it kind of lost me.
Sure.
Still want to play it though.
Yeah, I liked how much time they spent on South Park. You know, just remind us that we're excited for it and that there is finally a release date that I believe they'll stick to this time. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, looking through this though, like there's nothing that I'm super, super stoked for besides South Park that's coming this year.
BGEgame.com is crashed, of course, because so many people are trying to hit it up. I'm getting it roughly loaded, but it says, join us, participate, inspire, play. Join the Space Monkey program and take part in the adventure of developing Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Take part in developing the game.
I don't like that.
What great.
I'm trying to open this other one that is.
Shout out, though. We were talking about this throughout the conference. Shout out to Ubisoft's graphics packages and set. I thought they did a great job of really identifying their brand with the different games and making their new, showing off their new logo as much as possible. But I enjoy that type of stuff because it shows that they put thought into it. Bethesda nailed it last night with the whole Bethesda Land thing. So
yeah.
I'm happy that there is steps being took to not be as generic as this kind of came off and as EA continues to come off.
Sure.
But this was a lot better than last year where they didn't do the thing where, okay, we're going to keep showing a game over and over and over where here's a trailer, then we bring someone else to talk about it, then we show the gameplay of it. It's like,
but I mean, I think
this was a bit more focused.
You know, a great example of like what you're talking about. So like, let's go through, right? Like Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle. It was cool to have Miyamoto on stage, of course. Went on a bit too long. Then we got in, started boring. Then it got a little interesting with the gameplay and then put the trailer, right? So right there, I think it was just out of order in terms of how you should have presented that. Assassin's Creed Origin. Here's the trailer. You want to watch the demo, watch later. And it was awkward to watch it off screen. So that was awkward. Crew 2, guy came out. Or I'm sorry, they showed the trailer. And you're like, oh, they're introducing this. And it was a cool trailer, like Inception. Everything's wrapping around. And you're like, all right, cool. Then it was like another weird not trailer trailer where it was like the splits. Like they had all the different cuts of like the different, it's a car, it's a plane, it's a whatever. And then going in and out of it, it's like, I would have rather seen straight gameplay there of telling me what this is and how this all works. And am I racing or am I in the open world? But okay. And that I think Crew 2 is the one for me that like, I was interested in Crew 1 when they announced it and when I originally played it. And then when it came out, it was just, you know, it didn't come together. Crew 2, this one should have been a slam dunk in terms of we've taken your feedback, we've listened, here's a mission on land, a mission in the air, we've showed you what this game's going to be, rather than make it look like you're also racing on tracks, but you are still driving across the country, but you are still flying across the country. That's the, I think that's one of those weird and one of the weird presentation issues there. Yeah.
It wasn't clear there if it's like in the trailer, it looked like there's planes flying and racing the cars.
Yeah.
But I doubt that's what exactly it's going to be.
Transference was weird. Skull and Bones was weird. Again, awesome trailer followed up by this demo of like, oh, this wasn't what the trailer looked like. And I thought when you talked about it being, you know, this Just Dance was fine, but it's the usual thing. I guess that's the thing is like, I mean, when I go through these things part by part, there's so few that they nailed. I think they nailed Far Cry 5. I think they nailed Beyond Good and Evil 2 till they came out and were like very awkward. They should have had a message there of we're developing it and we're targeting this. It's going to be a while. Or
it
they
seems like the systems.
It seems like it's fucking 6 months into development if they're asking for assistance from fans or whatever. Like that's awful messaging. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Also, I'm a little sad we didn't see any old IPs revived. We also didn't hear anything about the Rayman Definitive Edition or anything like that. I'm sure it'll be a throwaway thing tomorrow's Nintendo Direct.
But yeah.
Yeah, overall, I mean, good conference, decent conference, but nothing special.
The problem is they just didn't nail enough. Yeah. There weren't enough. I mean, I'm talking on an announcement presentation level, there weren't enough 10 out of 10s, like one by one. Everything we just went through, I think there was something that was a little bit off with the exception of a few.
Yeah, and I mean, despite not sticking the landing, it had a get hype moment. Beyond Good and Evil was there.
For sure, no for sure. Thought,
but it was empty.
Yeah, and well, it's because it was, because it seems like it's more empty promises for a game that has been locked into empty promises and been a joke for so long, right? Yeah,
man.
IGN.com. Mumblings of Beyond Good and Evil 2 started service nearly a decade ago and have continued throughout the years.
It's crazy. This E3 has been very interesting because going into it, I was super excited. I thought that there was going to be a lot of megaton announcements and just big surprises and huge things going. And like now that we're almost done with it, I'm a little disappointed. It's been good. There's nothing's been bad or horrible, but it's just kind of, all right.
We'll see what Big Daddy Sony gives us later.
Yeah. And that's my thing. Sony, the last couple of years, have been the ones to really blow my mind. And Nintendo are always the ones to that I'm most hyped for and then most disappointed by. So we still have them left. And at the end of the day, no matter what, we're getting Mario Odyssey. So at least there's some good to look for from Nintendo.
Sure.
So,
an interesting E3.
It is.
A year of tempered expectations. Or what should have been tempered expectations.
But that's the thing. Can Sony pull it off for that three-peat?
The thing with Sony, right, is that if I think their biggest problem will be tonight that they are going to come out, you assume, and talk about so many things we know about. Let's talk about God of War. Let's talk about Detroit. Let's talk about Spider-Man. Let's talk about it. And like, where are your announcements? Is Sucker Punch going to be the next announcement?
Last year was all the unknown stuff.
And now it's going to be, if you come out and you talk about Spider-Man, you talk about being like the way to steal, to make those into big announcements is to say God of War's release date, this Spider-Man's release date, this, this is the way
at least this. Release season.
Sure. Yeah.
We need a couple dates, but I'll even be fine with spring 2018 for a couple of them. Anyways, you guys, we'll be back later for the Sony press conference. We'll be back for the pre-show at
5:30. Is that right? I can never. We never look ahead.
Sounds right.
I'm just here all day. I know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 5:30 is the pre-show for PlayStation.
We'll be back. Get hyped. Go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames for all of our reactions and stuff to different content. And we'll see you guys later. Thanks.
Thanks for the support. Love you.